It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 summertime.
Summertime is fast approaching, and this Memorial Day weekend is often considered the kickoff of the summer vacation season. What are you planning on doing to have fun in the Wisconsin sun? I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hoping you'll join us this hour as we explore and travel and discover Wisconsin with Wisconsin's Tourism Secretary, Stephanie Klett. What's on your travel list this summer? What is the one thing that you wouldn't miss out on during the summer? The cabin up north? Summerfest in Milwaukee? A fun festival in your town? Did someone say the Burlington Chocolate Festival this weekend? Or Bratfest in Madison? I'm going to be there today. Tell us where you're going and tell me where to go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Very happy to have with us Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Tourism. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Well, I know tourism is fun, but tourism is important, too, in Wisconsin. It's a big deal. Tell us about the recent economic impact report that came out.
Oh, you got it. You know, in the last 3 years, tourism has just been making that nice rise up in travel expenditures. And we got our 2013 numbers out just a couple weeks ago, and we were up another $700 million to $17.5 billion. So, you know, tourism is one of those things that I think people often take for granted because it's fun. It's the best part of life. And so it's easy to look at it as frivolous when really it's an economic powerhouse. And as long as we maintain our gorgeous natural resources and assets, it's here to stay. You know, we're not importing our natural resources to China. They're staying right here. So 185,000 people are working full-time equivalent jobs because of tourism in Wisconsin, and over $1.3 billion was paid into local and state taxes because of the tourism industry. You know, and that money's used for schools and police and fire protection and roads. So it's really a win-win kind of industry.
Holy cow, that's a lot of money.
It is.
Yeah. And it also, I think that report also noted that we have visitors from all over the place coming here, but Wisconsinites like to vacation in Wisconsin, don't we?
We do. Mm-hmm. In fact, about 51% of Wisconsinites take a vacation in Wisconsin. So that's huge. But the last couple of years, we now use a new, and they're really innovative, it's an economic firm that can really look into our international travelers, who's coming here and how much they're spending. And this last year, 6% of all visitors came from the international market, Canada and overseas. And so the spending was up $100 million. To $700 million. And we know that's really where our future growth market is coming from, the international market.
Mm-hmm. This year, Wisconsin, the tourism department is encouraging us to have fun this summer. But don't you have a special slogan about camp out in Wisconsin or something like that?
Yeah, we got away from slogans, but we do some tags, kind of some taglines with different seasons. So it's called Camp Wisconsin. We cover the whole state. And that's because in our research, what we learned is that people really relate to the camping experience, and one that can be like actual camping and going to a campground, but also the camps that you go to as a kid or even as an adult. And people really relate to the water activities, to being in the great outdoors. And in fact, with the Camp Wisconsin tag, we just wrapped several of the downtown Chicago bus stops in their busiest areas with this Camp Wisconsin theme. So as they're sitting waiting for a bus, you look like you're actually in the North Woods. It's awesome.
We are talking about Wisconsin tourism, but we also want to know, what is it that you are looking forward to doing this summer? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Or this weekend, are you kicking off the summer vacation season with some sort of summer fun this weekend? Let us know. can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, Stephanie, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm so glad you asked because I've been on the road this entire entire week, and I'm calling right now from Three Lakes,
okay.
The beautiful Three Lakes, Wisconsin. Of course, it's probably most famous for having the world's largest inland chain of lakes. And though that's called the Eagle River chain of lakes, it's actually 8 of the lakes are in Eagle River, and the other 20 are in Three Lakes. So I don't know why it's not called the Three Lakes chain. And so I'm calling from Northern Air, which, if that sounds familiar to people, the Northern Air Resort in the 40s, 50s, and 60s was it was huge. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby stayed here, and it was actually dubbed the Waldorf of the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And it has since been rebuilt and kind of to its former glory. So I've been in Three Lakes for a bunch of activities, but I'm heading to Hurley this weekend. They have the largest ATV parade in Wisconsin. In fact, they're researching to see if it's the largest in the nation. Thousands of people come to Hurley, which is Wisconsin's largest ATV system, for an ATV weekend. But they have a massive parade that I get to grand marshal tonight with several veterans. And so they do the mud pit, you know, they do the poker runs, they do live music and kind of a party on the street. But they honor their veterans tonight in the parade and also tomorrow with a missing in action ceremony honoring those, you know, missing in action. And it's very moving. So I'm going to be spending it in Hurley with, you know, the best ATV trail system, lots of waterfalls, you know, downtown historic Hurley, which is both famous and infamous. And so I'm excited to be there.
Yeah. Didn't you also tape a special segment for Discover Wisconsin regarding the, I guess it's accessibility for disabled vets at Wisconsin tourist sites?
You know, thank you for bringing that up. This weekend on Discover Wisconsin TV, I actually get to guest host. And it's a program on accessibility because there's so many people, whether it's just natural aging, whether it's diabetes, whether it's you're a veteran, and when you come back, you may be a little bit different than when you left. And so it shows things throughout the state of Wisconsin that are accessible. And this show I'm really proud of because one of the things I do is I interview Secretary John Skokos from Wisconsin Veterans Affairs at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. And everything, they have thought about everything for veterans who have accessibility needs. And it's amazing what we offer our veterans. But the show also is for everybody. We show you accessibility at Lambeau Field, where they have over 900 accessible seats. And they have a whole program to help somebody, whether they're using a cane or a walker or a wheelchair. And Joy, with my background, many years ago, I lost the ability to walk. And so it changed how I forever view accessible, you know, things that are accessible and the needs that are out there. So it's a really unusual episode where we're showing everything from people who are in a wheelchair for their life, but they get to get out of it to go sailing in a special ship. And so I think you'll find this really informative and also really inspiring.
Sounds like it. And I didn't know that you lost the ability to walk. I assume that was temporarily.
Yeah, I was lucky. I had something that there are several people in Wisconsin with it. It's called transverse myelitis and focal demyelination of the myelin sheath. Kind of a long name.
Oh, boy.
It's one in a million, and it's like getting a massive dose of MS. Only it only happens once, but when it happens, a third of the people never walk again. And there's no genetic predisposition to it. It's kind of like winning the lottery. They don't really know why it happens. A third of the people that get it have a lot of accessibility issues. And then a third of people with it get better for no reason. And I'm one of the very lucky ones in the top 1% in the world for recovery. So I feel very fortunate. But going through that experience, and it was several months long, I really did start to view accessibility and what Wisconsin's tourism industry offers those with that kind of need. And it's really, really important because everybody deserves a chance to, you know, travel Wisconsin and enjoy the best of the best.
We are talking about the best of the best things to do in Wisconsin this summer with Stephanie Klett, who is the secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. So what are you doing for fun this weekend or this summer? I am taking your suggestions for my Tell Joy Where to Go list. I'm making my summer travel list. What should I put on it in your region? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldier's Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newbrook Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smelled that dairy air, hey, once about Claire, hey, thought I saw a bear. Hey.
This is a summertime edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, and I am looking for your recommendations of things to do in Wisconsin this summer. What do you recommend for a special Wisconsin experience? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We also welcome your questions for Wisconsin's Secretary of Tourism, Stephanie Klett. We have a number of people on Facebook, including a listener who says, check out the many campgrounds in Door County, including Peninsula State Park, home of American Folklore Theater. I am absolutely going to be doing that, dear listener. Thank you very much. And in fact, Stephanie, that's my first summer vacation. It's going to be the very first weekend of June, headed to Door County, one of my favorite places in the whole wide world. You were just in Door County this week, weren't you?
Joy, I was. And I'm so glad that they Facebooked that, because Door County, any time of year is amazing, but in the summer, it's spectacular. You know, five state parks in the county, which is more state parks in a county than anywhere else in the U.S. They have more wineries than mm-hmm. any other county in Wisconsin. They have, you know, so many islands. I believe there's a few of them that are not named. And, of course, you have Washington Island and Rock Island State Park. No vehicles allowed. Hike the entire park. You know, they have over 300 miles of shoreline, tons of county parks. It's amazing. But this week, they did a first for any destination marketing organization in the U.S., and that is that the Door County Visitors Bureau launched and spearheaded the electric vehicle charging station. So if you have an electric car or a hybrid, you now have a place that you can bring it to and charge it up. And they're working with three other businesses who are getting ready to launch theirs as well. So, you know, it's just one more commitment that Door County has to the environment. You know, they're big on sustainability with those natural resources, and they're part of our Travel Green Wisconsin sustainability program at the department. In fact, Door County and Bayfield County have the most certified businesses, tourism businesses in the state. So Door County, whoever said that, Peninsula State Park is fantastic. The American Folklore Theater won a tourism award just a couple years ago. You know, they do all these original musicals and plays. It's amazing what they do. So the arts is so rich in Door County, especially you've got American Folklore Theater, and then you've got the Peninsula Players. You've got a vibrant music scene. So you cannot go wrong in Door County.
I am looking forward to that. And speaking of Bayfield in that area, I did see a video from Madeleyn Island showing that the ferry's moving from the Bayfield area to Madeleyn Island, but there is a ton of ice in Lake Superior right now. I don't know how unusual that is.
You know, in May, it's not that unusual, but what is unusual is what you just said, a ton.
Yeah.
You know, they usually have a little ice. They have a lot of ice.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just think about the feet of ice that they have had. You know, people are making that drive from Bayfield to, you know, over frozen Lake Superior to Madeleyn Island. And with the ice caves, it was some kind of year. So in most of the Northwoods right now, the ice is off the lakes. But I think people are going to be swimming in Lake Superior more in like August,
right.
September, and October.
Not going to jump in there anytime soon. Kelly is with us in Erin. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling to let you know that we just love to read. In our family, literature is tops. And so, and I'm relatively new to Wisconsin. I did not grow up here, but I grew up reading a lot. And so we've been taking that and extending that to our family. And so what we do is we find a literary work, usually children's books, and we find out where the author is from, where he wrote the book, and then go to that town, go to that area. So a simple one would be Lake Pepin from Laura Ingalls. And then also, the author's name leaves me right now, but somebody who wrote Rascal, a story of turn of the 19th century, about his pet raccoon, and that was down by Lake Koshkonong. So he actually also did lose the loss of his legs, too, and so that affected how he carried out the rest of his career, and we didn't know that until we went there and learned more about him. So we do that all through the year, but especially during the summer and the fall. It's a good time to do that. We homeschool, so we can take our children and extend our learning that way, and Daddy is usually the one who learns the most, because the kids have read these books two or three times, and they're like, oh, this is old news, and then we go there, it becomes lively. We usually find something else in the area, but Daddy's usually the one that says, how come I never read this when I was a kid? And so he gets to learn firsthand. And so,
what a great idea. What a great idea. Sterling North, by the way, I am told by Christy Taylor,
there
is the
go.
Author
Thank
of
you.
Rascal.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And yes, we have Laura Ingalls Wilder's little house on the prairie, or one of those was Lake Pepin, wasn't it, Stephanie?
It was. Mm. In fact, Kelly, thank you for bringing those up, because author Sterling North is really famous in my county, because I'm from Rock County and it's in Edgerton. But, you know, when we talked about international tourism, the Japanese are crazy over Laura Ingalls Wilder. So along that Great River Road, the upper part where you're going to find Lake Pepin and Pepin, you will find a lot of Japanese visitors. And so I just love that she's doing it, because that's very big to do in the international market, but a lot of times in our own backyard, we're not doing that. So that was a great call.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kelly. And speaking of books and summer reading, we will be getting a summer reading list from our guest on Monday morning, on Memorial Day morning. We'll be here, and we will talk about books, fiction and nonfiction, that you might want to put on your summer reading list. So that's Monday from 6 until 7. Let's go to Philip in Toma next. Hello, Philip.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, it's the Oneida Powwow. I have to do that every year. It's the first weekend in July. Anybody wants any info, they can go to OneidaNation.org and they can check it out.
I will definitely check it out. And there are probably more than one powwows going on, Stephanie.
You know, there are. And thank you for bringing up the Oneida Powwow. You know, one of the things that we've been doing at the Department of Tourism is, you know, we have 11 sovereign nations in our state. So when you think about it, you got 11 countries within one state and 72 counties. It's amazing. And so the Oneida County, Oneida Powwow, I have been to, and it is amazing. And they always honor our veterans. But this weekend, for Memorial Day weekend, the Ho-Chunk Nation is having a powwow Saturday through Monday. And twice a year, they do this as a celebration of thanks. And they have the drumming, the dancing, a wide variety of crafts from, tribes across the country and vendors across the country. So it's really a neat thing. If you've never been to a powwow, it's extremely moving and very exciting. So I would recommend that 100%.
Thank you very much, Philip. Kathleen in Waukesha is with us now. Hi, Kathleen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both so much. And Stephanie, I was addicted to your show when it was on television with you as the host.
Oh, I love you already.
No, I am such a geek. I'm a Stephanie type geek.
I think that's a good compliment.
Yes, it is.
And I love history. Just regarding the call from Kelly in Pepin. Not only, it was Little House in the Big Woods.
Oh, yes.
And Laura Ingalls Wilder also lived, I believe, for 1 year when she was in a baby, like the first year of her life, in Waukesha. But in Pepin, there is a book that was set that won the Newbery Award in 1934. The Newbery, which is the best book in children's literature in America, called Caddy Woodlawn. written by Carrie Ryer Brink, I think, it was the granddaughter, and it's based on a real family. So that both of these stories were set in the same county at about the same time. But if you've ever been to, I believe it's called, and I may get the name wrong, but the Lincoln-Tallman House in Janesville and the Milton House, they're about 23 miles apart, and the Milton House was a stop on the Underground Railroad. And when I was a kid, they actually had not dug out the passageway from the main house to the where the slaves would sleep and escape to underneath an adjacent building. So you had to get from one house to the other. You had to literally crawl on your hands and knees. Now they've extended it so that you can stand up, and it's lost some of its appeal because you're actually standing upright rather than imitating a slave to do that. And they have docents, and the Lincoln-Tallman House is not because Lincoln was a tall man, but that was the last name of the people, and Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, the president, while he was, before he was president, I believe, slept in that house.
Well, Kathleen, I'm going to thank you so much. What can you tell us in our minute before our newscast, Stephanie, about the Milton House or any historic sites in Wisconsin?
Well, Kathleen, thank you for bringing that up, and you taught me something I didn't know. I love the Milton House, and it is a stop on the Underground Railroad, but I thought it was creepy just going through that tunnel standing up, so I didn't know that they had extended that for visitors, that they were crawling. So that is new for me, and that makes it even, wow, even more of a wow. And Lincoln-Tallman is the last building still standing in the state of Wisconsin that Abraham Lincoln spent the night. It is gorgeous. It kind of shows you how the wealthy lived many years ago, and it has great historical significance. So take a tour of that as well.
We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll be back talking about things to do in Wisconsin this summer. This is the Ideas Network.
Summertime. And the living is easy.
We'll get back to your suggestions for and questions about summer fun in Wisconsin in just a few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Steamboats are embedded in the history of the La Crosse area. However, a passion for those vessels continues to bring that history to life. Producer Brianne Shasau tells us more.
My name is Mike. I'm going to be your captain, also going to be your tour guide for the trip here today. So I'll be starting up the tour as soon as we get away from the dock here.
That's Mike Vogel. He's worked on the paddle wheeler, the La Crosse Queen, on and off for more than 30 years. The La Crosse Queen offers narrated boat tours rich in area river history between May and October. She's a replica of the grand river boats that once traveled these waters, minus the steam power. She's white and trimmed with red. A blue awning sits on her top deck to shade sightseers, and at the stern, a bright red split stern wheel propels the boat through the water. Despite growing up in the area, I'd never actually been on a working river boat like this one before. But cruising the plucky paddle wheeler is far from the only way to learn about river history in the area. Vogel pointed me in the direction of UW La Crosse's Murphy Library. It boasts a huge collection of steamboat and river-related photographs. Paul Beck is a special collections librarian. He estimates there's 40 to 50,000 photographs.
We probably have the largest collection in the country, if not the world, of steamboats and related photographs. Yes. There's only a couple of the libraries that might rival us, and they're also here in the U.S.
Beck says the collection started out with a focus on the Upper Mississippi River area, but has expanded to include other parts of the U.S. and even other countries. But the images aren't just of steamboats. They memorialize river life, from the towns, to the crews, to the passengers. Again, Paul Beck.
There is just something magical about them, and so why not have some photos? And once you get one photo, you can't stop. You can't stop. You know, 40,000 isn't even enough. We want more.
Back on the La Crosse Queen, Vogel's giving lessons in area river history. He says during the peak riverboat years, La Crosse had up to 200 boats a month pass through her ports.
That made it one of the busiest on the Mississippi River.
The tour's almost at an end, and we're approaching the La Crosse Queen's home, Riverside Park. Besides serving as the location of various festivals and a museum with, of course, artifacts from a sunken steamboat, Riverside Park has a surprise. I learned about it from George Italiano. He's with the La Crosse County Historical Society.
We built our Riverside Park in the early 1900s. I think 1909 is when it opened up. But underneath that is actually three steamboats and a barge. So
really?
We talked history on them as well, yes.
So I've been to Riverside Park countless right. times. There are boats and a barge under that.
Yes.
I mean, wow. La Crosse also continues to be a stopping point for some of the Grand River boats, like the Queen of the Mississippi or the American Queen. Italiano loves it when those boats dock.
And it's so nice to see the big steamboats come in because it gives us a reminder of the past.
Community members here work hard to keep the proud river history of this port city alive. When I look at the love the La Crosse area has for steamboats and for the river, it's not just about nostalgia. It's about a passion for history that seems to grow and grow.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Disembark at this time. Thank you again.
The La Crosse Queen paddles through October. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. Well, there is an item for my Tell Joy Where to Go list, a riverboat ride on the Mississippi River. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin, and I often ask you to tell me where to go for a special Wisconsin experience. And today we are fortunate to have with us the state's top expert on things to do and places to go in Wisconsin, Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Tourism. What questions do you have for her about traveling in Wisconsin? Or what would you like me to put on my Tell Joy Where to Go list for this summer? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, Stephanie, that riverboat ride on the Mississippi sounds like a good time.
You know, it's awesome, and I've done the one from La Crosse, but I also recommend the one in Prairie du Chien with the Mississippi Explorer. That's another great Mississippi cruise. And I was in Rhinelander yesterday, and they do the wilderness cruises. Now, that's not a river, but that's the beautiful lake, but it is gorgeous. And when they mention La Crosse, Joy, I did something this year that I'd never experienced, and it stopped me in my tracks.
What?
It's called the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and it's in La Crosse. And I've been to, you know, Holy Hill and different shrines and grottos throughout the state, but I'd never been to this one in La Crosse. So, one, I was blown away by how massive it is. Normally, a shrine tends to be older. This was built in the last 11 years. It is something that you could spend several days at or just a few hours, and it was amazing. And I was there with a person who is not religious, not spiritual. I am. And it impacted us both profoundly. So it's called the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and it's amazing, right? Yeah. In La Crosse.
And here I feel silly because I was going to mention wanting to do the Great River Road and stopping for sure at the Potosi Brewery and Beer Museum.
Well, I have to tell you, that's a shrine of a different sort.
Right.
That is a great place. And what I like is if you like your motorcycle or Harley, that is an awesome road trip to the Potosi Museum and Brewery. And they have an incredible chef there, too. So it's one of those places you can sit out in their little piazza, and it's unbelievable in terms of beauty and location. And it really is kind of one of those destination things. Great way to spend a day.
And this sounds like a great way to spend a weekend, from Arlene in Burlington. Hi, Arlene.
Hello, Joy and Stephanie. Boy, and I'm glad I'm talking to you because you can come and watch your own Dan Small from Outdoor Wisconsin. He's going to do a chef demonstration at our Chocolate Fest tomorrow. And he's doing a beef chocolate recipe.
A beef chocolate.
But I want to talk about,
wow.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And I want to talk about the Meltdown, which is tonight. It's a Chef Meltdown competition. One of our esteemed chefs is going to go home with $1,000. It's our version of Chopped, but we don't chop anybody. We just give them the prize.
Yeah, so tell us about that. So that's, they're going to be making all sorts of chocolate wonders tonight, huh?
Oh, goodness, yes. Tonight is Chocolate Wonders there. All weekend it's chocolate. And come to our chocolate experience tent. You get free chocolate chip cookies. The kids get to pound through chocolate blocks, which have gems in it, and then they go home with a few gems and free chocolate water and taster ticket where you purchase one ticket and then you get small tastes of lots of different chocolates. We have good bands every night, every afternoon. We have a new talent thing. It's called Burlington City Idol, where we have our competition. People can sing of any age and just have some good fun.
It sounds like a great time. Yeah, it's been something I've been wanting to do for years and years and years. And do you know, Stephanie, the story behind the chocolate festival in Burlington?
Well, I just know a little bit about, you know, Home to Nestle.
Oh, that, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but is there, yes. Yeah, give me the scoop.
It's the Chocolate City, and this was started 28 years ago. Right now it has the Rotary Club does the carnival, and it's run by volunteers. There's nobody gets paid. It's run by a volunteer committee, and then it's manned by volunteer groups who get paid for volunteering. And then the profits also go to, I don't know how many different charitable groups in the area, the 4-H, the Scouts, the Lions. Everybody gets a cut of the profits.
Yeah,
so,
that sounds great. And that area around Burlington is a heavenly tourist destination too, Stephanie. Other things to do around there?
Oh, sure. Racine County is so rich in stuff. But I want to add with Chocolate Fest,
mm-hmm.
One of my favorite memories is going there to judge Miss Burlington Chocolate Fest. And if you judged it, you got a bucket. And I'm not talking a small bucket, a bucket of chocolate. And so I visited the Chocolate Creations tent. It's called the Taste of Chocolate. They have a Chocolate Olympics. They have, it's called the Chocolate Experience tent is the official name. But they do a chocolate eating contest, which I vowed to enter someday because unlike some people who eat a few pieces and then like, oh, I'm full, it's so rich. I'm like, no, bring it on, bring it on. So I actually have my parking pass and tickets all ready. I'll be there Sunday night. But if you like chocolate, this is the place to go.
It sounds great.
Yeah, Racine County is just awesome. You know, obviously Racine is the signature city. The lakefront has changed so much in the Racine Art Museum. But one of the great things in Burlington is there's a couple things. They have the Liars Club, which is famous, and they also have the Yo-Yo and Spinning Top Museum in Burlington, which is just kind of a crazy fun thing to go with puzzles these like logic things that they do. So that's a great thing to put on your list. And I think at a place called Fred's, one of the best burgers in the state.
We are talking about the many, many fun things to do in Wisconsin this summer with Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. So what are you doing this weekend, the unofficial start of the summer vacation season? What are you planning on doing to have fun in Wisconsin this summer? Do you have one thing that you wouldn't miss out on during the summer? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashpen, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Waupaca, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, Bay, Manners, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air.
This is a summertime edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, awaiting your questions and your recommendations of not to miss attractions or events or recreational activities in Wisconsin this summer. What are your favorite things to do? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Sam emails, I'm looking forward to this weekend's 29th Memorial Weekend ATV Rally in Hurley. good food and drink and beautiful weather forecasted. Stephanie will be surprised at the number of ATVs in Hurley for the parade tonight. Happy to have Stephanie visiting Hurley tonight for the parade. You mentioned that, Stephanie. Remind us what's going on there.
Oh, it's their Memorial Weekend ATV Rally. So, you know, this really is ATV country with over 200 miles of ATV and UTV trails on Wisconsin's largest trail system. So they have this thing called the biggest, baddest, dirtiest of all mud pit. So I've never done a mud pit on an ATV, and I have a feeling they're taking me through that. So they do a parade tonight. Tomorrow they do a really touching tribute for those missing in action for our veterans, and they honor the veterans in the parade tonight. They have live music. They do poker runs, you know, dancing in the street, great food. So I'm really looking forward to it because there are thousands of ATVers. So tonight this is going to be a big parade.
Tonya on Facebook says the thing we love most about summer is WORS, which stands for Wisconsin Off-Road Series. It's a wonderfully organized mountain bike racing series that allows us to travel every other weekend all over Wisconsin, camping and enjoying the great variety of mountain bike trails. Boy, Wisconsin has mountain bike trails and bike trails of all sorts. Kind of famous for those, right, Stephanie?
You know what? I'm so glad she wrote that because, Joy, I wanted to tell you right away that last week the League of American Bicyclists came out with their rankings of the top places to bicycle in the United States. And number three on the list of bicycle-friendly states for its programs and policies, state funding, safety, is Wisconsin.
Excellent.
So we went from number eight to number three, and we have a new bike guide. It's the most comprehensive bike guide the department's ever put up together before. 80 pages, and you can order it for free at travelwisconsin.com. We will ship that right to you or by calling 1-800-432-TRIP for good old-fashioned, you know, customer service. But get that biking guide if biking is your thing. It's mountain biking, it's off-road, it's trail systems, and you will love it.
I'm going to look that up. One thing I will be doing, I mentioned that I'm going to Door County the first week in June for several days, but I'm also going to take another trip to Door County in August, and I'm going on a Door County bike tour. And this is not biking the entire county, you know, 40, 50, 60 miles a day. It's biking to various attractions in Door County, and I'm really looking forward to that. So you'll take a bike ride to go to a winery. How does that sound, Stephanie?
You know, I like it, but be careful.
Right.
We don't want you to drink and bike.
I'm not going to do that. Jeff in Rhinelander is with us. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to remind you, this weekend at Milwaukee's Veterans Park is a kite festival. It happens a Saturday and Sunday. It's for free, and there'll be hundreds of kites there.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had the opportunity to check out the kite festival, and it's beautiful. You know, for me, it's almost like when you see so many hot air balloons in the air, it's just stunning. I was blown away by the kite festival right along Milwaukee's beautiful lakefront. All these colorful kites, and people are making kites, flying kites. They really are kite enthusiasts, and some of the kites, you wonder how they can even fly.
Right. We talked about kites just last week on the show, and we talked about the beautiful setting there at Veterans Park in Milwaukee for kite flying. And, you know, I thought we also, in fact, Susan in Prairie du Chien has a related call, so I'm gonna go to Susan in Prairie du Chien. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, actually all the historic sites, the state sites, are doing kites at sites on Sunday, June 8th. Is that what you were talking about?
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking, is that we talked about the historic sites offering these kite flying, go fly a kite at a state historic site, you know, over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, and Villa Louis will be doing it on Sunday, June 8th in Prairie du Chien, and kids with their parents will get free kites, and you can go out on our beautiful West Lawn and fly a kite, and it's going to be a great location for it.
That would be gorgeous with St. Ferio Island and the Mississippi and Villa Louis. What a spot.
Yeah, I talk a little bit about these historic sites, Stephanie, if you can.
Sure. Yep, Wisconsin has 10 historical sites, and they are
a gem for our state. You know, the one she just mentioned, Villa Louie, of course, that's the home to Hercules Dousman, who was believed to be Wisconsin's first millionaire. Mm-hmm. He was a fur trader. At the top of our state, you have, you know, Madeline Island, and so they have the historic site there, again, with our Native American history and our French fur trading history. We've got Stonefield. The newest state historic site, of course, is Black Point Estate, which is a beer baron from Chicago, and the only way to get to it, it's in Lake Geneva, is by a boat. And then you get to this amazing home and climb the stairs. You know, we've got the Wade House. The list goes on and on. But again, travelwisconsin.com, we list all of our state historic sites, and they're beautiful. And you will find things so relevant today that you wonder, okay, what's the root of this? Well, the root is you know, the history of it, and it tells it all. So I know a lot of people are flooding to Wisconsin Dells starting Memorial Day weekend, and they have the H.H. Bennett Historic Site, which is so cool. I mean, this is a guy who was, you know, famous for photography and developing new methods and really put Wisconsin Dells on the national tourism map. So they're just a great resource.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Susan, for calling. We had a caller who couldn't stay but just wanted to say his favorite summer activity in Wisconsin is Summerfest, which of course, I mean, that's huge. That comes up in, when is it? It's later in June, isn't it?
Yeah, it's June 25th through the 29th and July 1st through the 6th. It's the world's largest music festival. But you know what? This year, their lineup is unbelievable. They have Bruno Mars, the Zac Brown Band, Usher, Dave Matthews Band, Lady Gaga. So it's 11 days, 11 stages, and more than 1,000 performances. So it's incredible. It's just an insane party.
So what else is a don't miss it this summer event, Stephanie?
Well, you know what? One thing I would have everyone do just once is July 19th. It's the world's largest one-day outdoor fish fry. It's the Port Washington Fish Day, and they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. So, you know, they do a lot of things like, you know, a run and a walk and a parade and ice cream. But my favorite thing is they have a smoked fish eating contest. And I was actually part of it. And the people that are eating the smoked fish, which is so rich, when they get done with it, you know, all the bones are on it. So they whip the bones at the audience.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so it's smoked fish pandemonium. Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward this year. It's fantastic. They have over 12,000 people that watch it every year. It's the Olympics of the Forest. That's happening July 24th through the 26th. EAA Air Venture, of course, going on July 28th through August 3rd. You know, they have more than 50,000 aviation enthusiasts from across the world, and they make that Whitman Regional Airport the busiest airport in the world, you know, for that week. State Fair, of course, is a huge. It's iconic for us, July 31st through August 10th. I have to do a shameless plug for the Green County Cheese Days. Now, this isn't summer, but it's September 19th through the 21st. But I want to bring it up because it's the 100th anniversary of Green County Cheese Days.
And it's actually, I think those are the last couple of days of summer, officially.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And, Joy, you may not know this about me, but a couple months ago, they crowned me, and this is tongue-in-cheek, but they gave me a real crown. The Limburger Queen.
All right.
So I will be in the parade as the first and probably only Limburger Queen ever.
Yeah.
And it's just a party in the street, 100,000 people, and you'll love it.
It sounds great. I hope to see you on your travels this summer, Stephanie. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Stephanie Klett is the Wisconsin Tourism Secretary. Thanks to Robin Sherry and to Christy Taylor for producing the program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.